What if I told you that the answer to some of your most pressing questions as a marketer or leader is a really good story? My name is Kelly Parker, and after spending over a decade bringing stories to life as a speaker, writer, and corporate marketer, I'm here to show you the easy way to create your own stories that connect, break through the clutter, and bring in cold, hard cash. Right here on Business Storytelling Made Easy. Hey there, welcome to episode 74 of Business Storytelling Made Easy. So excited that you're spending some time with me today. So here's the thing. What you need to know about me is I like to wait to try things. I remember reading Malcolm Gladwell's book, Tipping Point, probably like 20 years ago at this point. And I think he talked about, if I'm not mistaken, some people being mavens and they're on the cutting edge of stuff and they're like opinion leaders and they try things before other people and people look to them for their opinion. I am not one of those people. Like, I'm kind of like, you all try it out. You all be the guinea pigs. And once it kind of hits the mainstream, I'll kind of see what I think about it. But I've made an exception for ChatGPT. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about it and how it's really helpful in terms of creating content and generating ideas. And typically, I like to wait it out, let y'all test it out, and then I'll come in on the back end. I'm not an early adopter type person, but in this instance, I have made an exception. So I've spent some time playing around with ChatGPT. And if you don't know what it is, we're going to talk a little bit about it. But I wanted to share my thoughts and dive into the question, can ChatGPT make you a better storyteller? All right, so what is ChatGPT? I certainly didn't know. I had to kind of educate myself because, as you know, I like to wait until things are a little bit more tested out. So ChatGPT is one of a couple things out there that are artificial intelligence chatbots. So if you think about, you know, you might go to whatever website often and there's a little chat box in the corner like, hey, we want to help you out. Do you have questions about our website? And you put your message in there and they answer it for you. It's that sort of interaction. So it's kind of like a friend or a buddy. And so you can message her. Is she a her? I don't know. Her, him, it. Questions. You could ask it questions. You could ask it to generate text for you. You can ask it to generate images for you. If you need to do a translation of something, you can do that. If you need to do an internet search, you can ask the chatbot to do that for you. And so it's all the rage because it's like, now, wait a minute now. If the computer or the robot or the technology can do that, then do we need people to do certain things? Like maybe this feature can come in and actually replace human beings in some aspects. And so Fortune magazine reports just that many business leaders are integrating this technology for the purpose of eliminating particular jobs that human beings are currently doing. So I'll share with you a little bit about what Forbes uncovered earlier this month being January 2023. Job advice platform ResumeBuilder.com surveyed 1,000 business leaders who either use or plan to use ChatGPT. What they found is nearly half of their companies have implemented the chatbot, and roughly half of this cohort has already replaced workers at their company due to ChatGPT. So, what are people actually using this feature for in terms of a corporate or business setting? So this is what Fortune uncovered within their article. They say business leaders already using ChatGPT told ResumeBuilders.com that their companies are already using ChatGPT for a variety of reasons, including 66% for writing code, 58% for copywriting and content creation, 57% for customer support, and 52% for meeting summaries and other documents. Wow. So ChatGPT is still in its beta testing form, but I decided to check it out and see what I thought for myself. So I want to dive in and let you know some of the things that I liked and also some of the concerns that I had with the feature. So let's start with some of the things that I thought were super cool about ChatGPT. So the first thing that stood out to me was I feel like it's an awesome idea generator and thought starter. Have you ever been stuck with something, like you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to get over the hump, you're trying to kind of jumpstart your creativity, and it's like, like I look at creativity like, you know, sometimes it's like you're expected to be creative on demand, and I find that to be creative, it really requires a certain part of your brain, and sometimes it's hard to switch to that line of thinking to another maybe very tactical line of thinking or other activities that you have to do. And it can be hard to sit in that creative space and do it kind of quickly or on demand. But I found in playing around with ChatGPT that it can help spark that creativity. So one way that I often get stuck, and probably one of my least favorite activities to do, is to create subject lines for marketing emails. Like, gosh, I don't know. It's always like writer's block, like nothing really sounds right. So one of the prompts that I gave ChatGPT was, I typed out, create subject lines for email about a product launch. Now, granted, that's a very vague request, number one. Number two, I'm not going to say product launch, those terms within an email, but I was curious what would happen if I asked this thing to create subject lines for a product launch email. And within 5 seconds, it gave me 6 options. Number one, get ready for the biggest product launch of the year. Number two, introducing our brand new product. Don't miss out. Number three, be the first to experience our exciting new launch. Number four, unlock unprecedented possibilities with our latest release. Number five, the future is here. Check out our latest product now. And finally, number six, revolutionize your life with our innovative new product. So they're vague because what I asked it for was vague, the idea of a product launch, but I could sub in the product launch language for something that's more specific. You know, it could be, you know, the latest release of our newest eyeliner or, you know, whatever makes sense. But I was struck by, you know, I went from totally being blocked and not having like any creative ideas or anything to now it's giving me a path. It's giving me something that I can move forward with, and it's done it so quickly. So I was pretty impressed by that. I was impressed by the way I felt it could be useful to jumpstart creativity. Along with that, number two, I was impressed with the speed at which it was giving me this information. So, you know, yeah, I could have come up with that, but it probably would have taken me a really long time. So I can see how, you know, something like this is very useful in terms of helping us get things done faster. So let me give you a few other ideas. Well, not ideas, but ideas that ChatGPT gave to me to give you an idea of what it's able to do and how quickly it's able to do it. So another prompt that I gave ChatGPT is create text about sandwiches. Just for the heck of it. Give me some text about sandwiches. And within 5 seconds, this is what I got. Sandwiches are a classic lunchtime favorite. They're easy to make, delicious, and can be customized with your favorite ingredients. Whether you like them simple or loaded with toppings, sandwiches offer endless possibilities for a tasty meal. From classic PB&J to gourmet creations, there's something for everyone when it comes to sandwiches. Enjoy the versatility of this timeless dish and create your own unique sandwich today. Whoa. I'm like, well, yeah, I couldn't have written that in 5 seconds. Probably I could have. But I'm like, whoa, like if I owned a sandwich shop or something, there's definitely some bits and pieces I could pull from this and help me get to the finish line much faster. So, yeah, I was like, okay. I was actually like laughing because I got such a kick out of it. much more than I thought that I would. Along with that, I feel like this feature can allow you to write intelligently about something that you're not familiar with. So you know how it goes. You need to write about something or get some information about whatever. You Google it, and then you have to go to, I don't know, 5 to 10 sites. You have to figure out if the site is credible or not, or if you like it, or does it have good stuff on it. Then you have to synthesize all this information from all these different places and communicate it in a way that makes sense and it flows and all of the things. And now something like ChatGPT can minimize all those steps for you and give you something to work with within just a few seconds. So I'll give you another example. Another prompt that I gave it was create text about climate change. Something, admittedly, I don't know a ton about, it's a little more, not as lighthearted as sandwiches, right? So I'm like, I wonder what it would do with something like that. So this is, again, what I got within about 5 seconds. Climate change is one of the most pressing issues facing our planet today. It is caused by human activity such as burning fossil fuels, deforestation, and agricultural practices. Let me skip down a bit. Climate change also has a devastating impact on ecosystems around the world, threatening species with extinction and putting food security at risk. We must take action now to reduce emissions and mitigate the effects of climate change before it's too late. And again, I thought, whoa, like for me to Google search that on my own and come up with these, you know, headlines, main ideas, the main things that I want to say out of all the stuff I've read, and for you to shoot that my way within 5 seconds. Whew. That's pretty cool. I gotta say, that's pretty cool. So I feel like ChatGPT and things like it are great for sparking creativity and getting those juices flowing. I feel like I love how quickly it's able to deliver for us content. The third thing I thought was really great is it's really helpful in refining ideas. So this is a storytelling podcast. Let's talk specifically about story. So you ever have the desire to tell a story and you know kind of sort of what you want to say, but you don't really know how to bring it together or how to tell it? I wanted to see if ChatGPT could be helpful in a situation like that. So this is the prompt that I gave it, that I made up out of my head. And I don't know if you're like me and you have at the ready all of the time scenarios and anecdotes and stories in your mind that you could create. But this is the prompt that I gave ChatGPT. I said, create a story using the following words. I started my career from nothing. I almost gave up. 3 investors changed my life. And this is what I got. Again, within 5 to 7 seconds, ChatGPT gave to me. I started my career from nothing. I had no money, no connections, and no idea how to make it in the business world. I was determined to make something of myself, though, so I worked hard and kept pushing forward despite all the obstacles in my way. Things were looking bleak until one day 3 investors showed up at my door with an offer that changed my life. They believed in me and offered to invest in a project I had been working on for months. With their help, I was able to turn my dream into reality and launch a successful business venture. At first, there were many challenges along the way, but eventually, things began to take off. Thanks to those 3 investors who took a chance on me when nobody else would, I was able to achieve success beyond what I ever thought possible. It almost seemed like a miracle. Ciao. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't edit or tweak some things. I think there's some opportunities to be more specific, you know, and you can kind of inject more specificity with what actually happened and kind of sub some things out. But this is a good skeleton to go off of, especially considering all I said was I started my career from nothing. I almost gave up and 3 investors changed my life. And I'm like, I feel like it did a pretty decent job of taking those bare bones and really making something out of it and really elevating it. I'll give you one more example that I thought was was good in terms of elevating an idea that I already had, but helping me to flesh it all the way out. So another prompt I gave ChatGPT was write a Facebook post that includes a story about how I passed out at the gym 5 years ago and vowed I would never go back. But last month, I decided I wanted to try again, and I'm looking for support. So just a prompt I made up off the top of my head. Wanted to see what ChatGPT would do with this. And this is what I received. 5 years ago, I passed out at the gym and vowed I would never go back. But last month, something changed inside me and I decided to give it another try. It's been a long journey since then, filled with ups and downs, but I'm determined to keep going. I'm looking for support from my friends as I embark on this new journey. Who else has gone through something similar? What tips do you have for staying motivated? Let's share our stories and help each other reach our goals. Hashtag fitness journey. Hashtag never give up. Sure. Once again, like personally, I feel like I could have come up with something like that, but not in 5 seconds. Like, let's be real. Especially somebody like me, I'll probably be agonizing over it all morning and tweaking it. So I loved how quickly it was able to refine my ideas and give me something to work with, and that it's nuanced enough to understand that I said I'm using it as a fake Facebook post and it's building in, you know, questions for people to answer. It gave me some hashtags. So it's really moving me forward in a much faster way than I probably could on my own. And I didn't expect that. Like, I don't know if you're like me. You're like, I'm creative. I know how to write. I know how to do stuff. This robot can't outdo me. So it's been interesting. The last thing that I really enjoyed about ChatGPT is, yes, I like the ability to help us create content, but I also feel like it can be very useful in helping you research your audience. You know, I talk a lot about if you're going to tell a story, the first thing you need to do is understand who you're talking to, understand what they're struggling with, their problem, understand what they want and desire, their pursuit. And I feel like a feature like ChatGPT can be very helpful in helping us get our arms around that. For instance, I asked ChatGPT, what is the biggest struggle for moms with teenagers? I have 2 teenagers. I'm just curious what the people are saying. Within a few seconds, ChatGPT told me one of the biggest struggles for moms with teenagers is finding a balance between being supportive and setting boundaries. Teenagers are at an age where they want to explore their independence, but it's important for parents to provide guidance and structure. It can be difficult to find the right balance between giving your teen freedom and also making sure they are safe and make good decisions. Additionally, it can be hard for moms to adjust to their teens growing up and becoming more independent. Moms need to learn how to let go while still providing support when needed. And I thought to myself, you know, if I was trying to develop some content for moms with teenagers or wanting to speak to them in a way that might resonate, this is giving me some ideas to go on, or perhaps a different perspective that I hadn't thought of. Another prompt that I gave ChatGPT was, what's the biggest struggle for corporate C-suite executives? And it told me about staying ahead of the competition. It can be difficult to keep up with the latest trends and technologies. They also have to find ways to differentiate themselves and their products or services. Finally, marketing executives must also ensure that their strategies are aligned with the overall goals of the organization. So it's giving me tidbits potentially about people that I want to connect with, and how to tell a better story by getting to know them in a better way. And again, condensing the time that it might take me to find these nuggets all over the internet. So you can probably see I had a good amount of fun playing around with ChatGPT. So those are the things that I look at as obvious positives. Here are a few of the concerns that I had, or questions I had, in terms of how does all of this work. The first thought that came to mind is plagiarism. Where is this information coming from? And is it being copied in a way that's not right or illegal, or I shouldn't be using it, or how exactly can I use this information? You know, I'm certainly not a AI ChatGPT expert, but that was certainly one of the questions that came to mind for me. Like, where did this information come from? And how is it permissible for me to use? And I know, you know, universities are having these same sorts of questions and concerns and trying to figure all this stuff out. Along with that, my other thought was around accuracy and attribution. So when I'm doing my own Google searching and I go to different websites like you, I can look for myself and say, okay, this site looks legit. This one doesn't, you know, and I can pick and choose for myself what information I want to use, what feels like it's accurate and, you know, credible. And because I'm doing all of that work, if I want to attribute my sources, which I do, I know how to do it because I know where I got the information. I know who said what. If you're using a feature like ChatGPT, it seems like that would be a little bit harder to do. And so I think that would be another thing to think about, or, you know, just be careful of as you're using the feature. The other thing that came to mind for me as a storyteller is, you know, yes, this tool can help us create stories, but what we do know is good stories are about emotion and transferring emotion from you to your audience. And so just a word of caution, yes, the tool can help you create text, but only you will know for sure if that text has the emotion and feeling in it to really move a person. So it's like, yes, read what ChatGPT is giving you, but also ask yourself, how does it feel? How does it feel? Does it feel right, or does it feel generic and cookie cutter and cold? And only you will know that. So I certainly think there's an aspect in which, you know, you can't fully eliminate human beings with this tool because only human beings can gauge that one to another. Another concern that I guess I have and I've read about as well that people have with these sorts of tools is racism and sexism bias. So even the bias of the tool, and is the information that you're getting biased in any way? That's something to think about. And the last experience that I had with it, which is a bit of concern and understandable because it's in a testing phase, is capacity. So I was asking this thing all sorts of questions, okay? And finally, it was like, look, we are experiencing a high volume of requests right now. Hang tight while we work on scaling our systems. And so the platform itself isn't at full capacity yet. So, you know, you're not always getting that immediate feedback. So, you know, as they're looking to scale their systems and kind of perfect things, I'm sure that's something that will improve in the future. But overall, I gotta say, I'm giving ChatGPT a B+. I really enjoyed the speed of it. I really liked how it helped me to quickly access my creative brain and refine my random ideas. But on the flip side, I think it's important to remember what CEO Sam Altman said. So he's the CEO of OpenAI that actually created ChatGPT. And he's previously warned and said that ChatGPT shouldn't be relied on for anything important. So as one writer said, let's look at it as a toy and not a tool. So understanding that it certainly does have some limitations and it's not going to be running the world anytime soon. But it is super cool. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say, I think ChatGPT can make you a better storyteller if you engage the process with your full self and still go back and ask, how does this feel? So if you are new to the ChatGPT AI chatbot world, hopefully you've learned something. But if you're a veteran at this stuff and you've been using it, I would love to hear from you. What do you think of these tools? Connect with me on LinkedIn. If we're not connected on LinkedIn, I don't know why. I mean, I'm out here. Look for me on LinkedIn, Kelly D. Parker. Connect with me. Shoot me a message. I would love to hear what you think about ChatGPT, this episode, this podcast. Would love to just get in touch with you and stay connected. All right. So that's the end of our episode today. Have a good one. Thanks so much for listening to Business Storytelling Made Easy. Are you a forward-thinking corporate leader looking to leverage the power of story to grow profits, boost awareness, and maximize impact? My agency would love to serve you. We offer workshops and consulting services that teach brands how to define and communicate their brand story. Let's connect. You can find me today on LinkedIn at Kelly D. Parker or online at kellydparker.com. Bye.